Thank you for tuning in. Today is Sunday, March 25, 2018. Apple CEO Tim Cook kicked off this year's China Development Forum in Beijing today with an address that hit on a number of hot-button topics: user privacy concerns and a looming U.S.-China trade war. The executive touched on privacy regulations in the wake of a breach of trust that found Cambridge Analytica harvesting information from 50 million Facebook users. I think that this certain situation is so dire and has become so large that probably some well-crafted regulation is necessary, Cook is quoted as saying. In a report from Bloomberg, the ability of anyone to know what you have been browsing about for years, who your contacts are, who their contacts are, things you like and dislike, and every intimate detail of your life from my own point of view, it shouldn't exist, Tim said. Elon Musk said Tesla will slow down deliveries in Norway, on report of dangerous trucks, the automaker's best market per capita. Days before the electric car maker is due to report quarterly sales that investors watch so closely, the NBA has a plethora of streaming options for basketball fans if you want the whole season long, league-wide package. There's League Pass, but NBA Digital, a joint effort between the league and Turner, has also broken out additional offerings that cost less money, like team-specific subscriptions and the option to pay for individual games. Now the NBA is testing another, obvious when you think about it, idea: letting fans watch the fourth quarter of a live, in-progress game for just 99 cents. Another usage milestone for messaging platform Telegram. It's announced passing 200 million monthly active users within the last 30 days. The platform passed 100 million monthly active users back in February 2016, when it held a lavish party at the Mobile World Congress trade show in Barcelona to celebrate the metric. At the time, it said it was adding 350,000 new users daily and that there were 15 billion messages generated daily. Since then, Telegram has kept its powder fairly dry on the usage metrics front, presumably waiting to be able to announce 200 million. For a long time, we've heard that VR is 3 to 5 years from becoming mainstream. While that premise remains questionable, Habas Silicon Valley is celebrating its fifth season with the launch of a VR experience called Silicon Valley Inside the Hacker Hostel. The experience will be available on the HTC Vive, and will offer users more than 700 interactive experiences. From playing foosball to taking bong rips, a video preview is included in the description of this episode. Cake Technologies, the UK fintech startup that wanted to make it more convenient to pay your restaurant or bar bill, has been acquired by American Express as the credit card behemoth plans to beef up its payment options for Amex members. According to sources, the deal quietly completed in October last year for a final price of $13.3 million. However, due to an 11th-hour preferential debt round and after fees, only some shareholders made a profit. I also understand from one source that Cake had raised a total of £4.5 million in equity and £1.4 million in debt. The U.S. Postal Service is looking at blockchain as part of a system for establishing digital trust. Newly published patent documents indicate the methods and systems for digital trust architecture patent application was published on March 22, having been initially filed last September. According to the application, it is apparent that the tools that provide trust to the users are lacking in their ability to adequately provide a desired level of security, citing concerns like transaction tampering and insecure messaging, among others. For some Sunday read, in the description of this episode we included a written interview with Y Combinator founder and partner Jessica Livingston regarding the Dropbox IPO, as well as another article regarding the Facebook data breach. And lastly, Adi from The Verge wrote an interesting article called This Week in Tech, 20 years ago, featuring some headlines 20 years ago yesterday, which we found to be pretty clever. Thank you for tuning in. All articles are listed in the description of this episode. Have a wonderful Sunday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.